And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Dean Gordon Brooks, who is Dean of the College of the Arts here at UL Lafayette, and also Michael Ebley, who is curator of the galleries Fletcher Hall, a pretty amazing collection of spaces that you all have. And you have in September, you had a wonderful exhibit of faculty art that I know a number of people got to see. And the two of you are here today to talk about the annual Beaux-Arts Ball, which is taking place on Friday, October 20th. And it is an event that people really look forward to now every year, and you all keep adding wonderful elements, and the opportunities for creativity and dressing up are great for this ball. So give us, Gordon, just a thumbnail of the College of the Arts and what it encompasses and what you all do with what you raise here.
Okay. Thank you, Judith, and thanks for having us. The Beaux-Arts Ball is a major fundraiser for the College of the Arts, and the college consists of three different areas, visual arts, performing arts, and music, which includes theater and dance, and then the School of Architecture and Design, which includes architecture, interior design, and industrial design. And this is a fabulous opportunity for us to raise money on behalf of these students. We have about almost 1,000 students and about 75 faculty. And the proceeds from the money raised actually go to student scholarships. We have 6 dean scholars and chosen by the departments. And then we have 12, now 13, we have a new organization, but we have 13 student organizations, and they each are seeded with $1,000 into their budget so they can do travel, they can do startup events and things like that that they do. And then we also sponsor collaboration grants between faculty of different disciplines, and we also host and put on the Art Tech Fusion program in the spring. And that is not a fundraiser. That's a demonstration project to the community and to our university community, but also the Acadiana community, about how technology influences art and how art utilizes technology. And it's really been fantastic to watch that develop over the years. And so I was just going over the grant proposals that we have already for that, and they're pretty astonishing, you know, some dancers with tracking mechanisms on them so that there's visuals that are created on the fly while they're doing their act. And also, I think it's going to be really fantastic, and we're looking forward to using the monies that we raise so that we can sponsor these things and then seeing them displayed at Art Tech Fusion.
Well, absolutely. It's for professional development. But as you say, technology is so much a part of all of the arts, and that does need a lot of support. So incredible. 1,000 students in the College of the Arts here at UL Lafayette, and they're going to be participating in a really unique way in the Beaux-Arts Ball. I think you have a wonderful mask competition. How does that go on?
Well, for several years now, the design faculty for Design 101, which is the entry design, they've only been in school a few weeks now. They're already working to design their masks. And it's a process they go through so that they can do some self-discovery about themselves, but also how to integrate the design elements and how to make things with their hands. Because we really believe that a designer actually learns to design with their hands first, and then they learn to draw, which is an abstraction of already, and then they learn to think about design. So it's a really critical process that they be able to do something with their hands, draw it, and then make it. And the seminal project that we use for that, and the first project they actually get to do, is to design a mask. And we display these masks at the ball. Now, mind you, there are about 120 Design 101 students this fall. And so more than half of them, maybe 70 or 75 of those, will be selected to parade and to show their mask. And it's great fun. And the creativity they they show and illustrate to us is amazing.
It's worth going to the ball just to just see. I've seen photographs of those masks, and they are astonishing. So, Michael, tell us a bit about what's going to go on in addition to seeing this beautiful parade of masks. What is so artistic about this ball? How can people express themselves artistically at this ball?
It's funny. I go back and forth. You know, it's a fundraiser, but then there's a part of me, it's like, you know, forget about that. I just want people to have a good time.
Yes,
and I want
the
evening to be unique. You know, Lafayette has a lot of these fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think ours is a little more fun. We allow people to dress up. People often ask me, what's the dress code? And I was like, whatever you want. And even this year, we have a pretty wide open theme. It's called Create, very similar to the city of Lafayette.
Create.
And so, you know, you can come any show your creative side. There's the mass parade, but then there's also a table decorating contest, and there's some people that are very hardcore about it, you know, bringing in ringers and designers. This year I'm going to have an opportunity for people who even come unprepared. We're going to have boxes on the table with materials, which will allow people to make a table centerpiece while they're at the ball. Additionally, in regards to students, we have the Nouveau String Band as our music component this year, and we're going to bring in a couple of students from the music department to accompany the band. So music, live and silent auction items. We have an MC this year. I'll have Gordon talk about them. But one important facet that we haven't touched upon is the annual Spark Award that we give out to alum each year. And I'm going to let Gordon jump in here and tell us about this year's.
Right. We are very happy to have a Spark Lifetime Achievement Award winner this year presented at the ball. We normally present the honoree at the Beaux-Arts Ball, and then that person or group does workshops and lectures and engagement with the students throughout the rest of the academic year until March. And then the actual award is given. There is a physical award is given at the Art Tech Fusion. And we've been doing this several years, you know, beginning with Elmore Morgan Jr. when he was still alive, and Hayes Town posthumously. Joe Stewart, the stage and TV designer, was one of our Spark Lifetime Achievement Award winners. George Rodrigue. Artists Keith Sonier and Dickie Landry, and Eddie Kazu, the architect, and Herman Meir, latest. That was last year. So it's a great lineup of very impressive people that have done a lot to teach our students or connect us with the greater world and the outside world.
All students themselves.
And we're students
in the program.
Connected to the university. And Ed Mathis is this year's award winner. And he is a native of New Orleans, but he attended UVA, but he graduated here in 1968 and in our architecture program. He was lucky enough to be selected to be the American Institute of Architects student president, not only at UL, but also nationally. And so he spent a year in Washington, D.C. at the national office, where he traveled around the country and advocating AIAS organizations and being a spokesperson and sitting on the board of the American Institute of Architects as a student. He came back home to his firm that he created with his father and with others, and that firm is one of the oldest and largest in the state of Louisiana still. He's done amazing project work. The one that you probably recognize more is the World War II Museum project in New Orleans, and it just keeps going and growing, and it's a fantastic collection of buildings and displays about World War II. But he also has done a lot of projects that are very important to us and the arts, because he's done a lot of art centers and a lot of performing arts centers, starting with NOCA in New Orleans, but also many others around the country. So he's a fantastic person. He's really been a benefactor for the college and for the School of Architecture and Design, and his ongoing support is really quite amazing.
Well, it sounds like this is a great way to honor these people, but it's such an inspiration to students here at the university when they see where these people have traveled, what they've accomplished, a great inspiration for your
right.
current students.
One of the things that we're adding this year, actually, courtesy of the Alumni Association, Jennifer Lemonnier has offered to pay for and host a Lunch and Learn. And so Ed Mathis is the second one that we've had this year. And students will have a very, intimate setting for lunch, about 10 or 12 students to come and have lunch with Ed Mathis in this case and listen to his life story, but also, more importantly, ask questions.
That's right. What is their life story going to be?
And how can I benefit from this?
Lovely opportunity.
Yes.
And again, just showing how the university really supports all of its colleges and tries to make these great opportunities for the students. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the annual Beaux-Arts Ball. Create is the theme, and the College of the Arts is it's what they put on every year to help support the students. My guests, Dean Gordon Brooks and Michael Ebley, are here talking about the ball. You get a lot of opportunity to create as well. And Michael, I like the way you say you're going to put materials on the table for people to create. It's sort of like, I guess, a version of you go to the restaurant and they give you crayons. You know, that's your opportunity to get to color there.
Yeah, hopefully
a little bit more complex, three-dimensional. But for those people who don't have time to hire the design firm to come and do their table, they can do it en place there.
And also, there'll be a lot of creative people there, and so it'll be fun to see what happens.
Yes. So are the two of you already working on your costumes, or do you go in costume? Gordon's nodding already.
Yeah, usually, yes,
yeah.
Of course.
I'm usually so uptight. It's like the last
thing
I want to think
details.
Maybe a mask.
Okay. Yeah. You can't let those Design 1 students show you up in your ability to make a mask. So you mentioned also that people will have a chance to, there's a silent auction. And I imagine a Beaux-Arts Ball, there would be some nice little artistic things there that people
would absolutely learn. We have a silent auction and we have a live auction. Our silent auction is actually online now. We opened it up just this past Friday. Again, about technology and all the bidding is done through your smartphone the night of the evening. But also, you don't have to attend the ball to make a bid.
Okay.
We want people, alumni and people, friends of the college, wherever you are, to be able to have that opportunity to bid.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a short website. It's beauxarts@ggo.mobi, M-O-B-I, is our silent auction. And it will close the night of the Beaux-Arts Ball at 9:30. But again, you don't have to be there to make a bid, and we'll make sure we'll get whatever item you win to you.
Well, now, if
you're not there.
If they didn't jot that website down, if they go to the College of the Arts website under the Beaux-Arts Ball, perhaps they'll find that link there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. There.
Yeah. All right, so they can find
also
that.
Also our Facebook page.
Correct.
UL College of the Arts.
Okay, good Facebook page. I'm sure there's a lot of wonderful photos of what people are doing in the College of the Arts.
And I've been posting images of things available in the auction and trying to drum up some support that way.
Okay, great Facebook page. And anything we should know, other things going on in the College of the Arts this month? I know we just mentioned the great exhibit you all had.
Right. One thing is coming up on the 18th, right before Beaux-Arts Ball. Jeff Jurgensen will be unveiling or dedicating
the tiny house, the modest house.
The modest, I think
modest.
He says, use French. That's
French,
a lovely.
Modest,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. And that's one in a series of interesting homes that sort of the design and build program you all have. So that's
right. Yeah, it's amazing to see that thing over a summer be constructed on the back end of Fletcher Hall. And I don't think it's tucked away, and some people don't even realize it when they drive by it. But
so it succeeded in being tiny.
It should get a crowd this past weekend, this coming weekend.
So that's going to be on the 18th. You'll be unveiling that, and the public can see that.
Go ahead. And also that same week, the Industrial Design Program, which is a very unique program, is hosting two people from the Ford Motor Company Design Studio in Michigan down. We have a couple of students. I think we now have three students in the Ford Motor Company design staff that are our UL graduates from our industrial design program. And that's very rare because automotive design is very specialized, and Usually it's people from CalArts or from, you know, a handful of schools, just a handful of schools that really know how to do that. Mm-hmm. But we've been very fortunate to have a connection there through Jerry Malinowski, who worked for Ford for many years. And so they're bringing a couple of Fords into Fletcher Hall Auditorium on the 20th, the day of the Beaux-Arts Ball. There's a lecture at noon, I think, and then a workshop following about how they do some of their modeling. They do highly specialized modeling. They do computer modeling like everyone, but they also still hand carve their cars and trucks.
And I think that your students have been doing
and
that.
And our
as
students
well.
Are required mm-hmm. to do a hand mm-hmm. carving. And so that's of this kind of specialized clay that's more of a waxy kind of clay than anything. Mm-hmm. And it'll be fun to watch that. And we've done that once before, that Ford's come down to give a presentation. And so, and I think that inspires students to want to do larger things, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it when you talk about the industrial design students as a part of the College of the Arts, that, you know, there is so much of the artist in what goes into creating designs that we use every single
Absolutely.
Day. It's not just technology and the factories doing that. So yeah. The College of the Arts encompasses so much.
Well, there are a lot of entry portals, I guess, to get into an industrial design shop or design studio. And one of them, of course, is industrial design programs. But you can also go in as a sculptor. People go in as sketchers or, you know, draftsmen. And they go in as technologists. So there's a lot of ways that you can get into that kind of studio situation.
Wonderful. The College of the Arts, pretty amazing place here at UL Lafayette. If you are just tuning in, my guests are talking about the Beaux-Arts Ball, which is Friday, October 20th. Gordon Brooks is dean of the College of the Arts, and Michael Ebley deals with the Facebook page and so many other things.
Oh, my goodness.
Curating all of the gallery spaces.
Exhibitions
yes.
and events.
Yes.
Additionally,
yes.
The Fletcher Hall Gallery will be opening next week, mm-hmm. A new exhibition from the graduate architecture program, in which they highlight a number of their research projects and mm-hmm. also the different components of their of the School of Architecture and Design. And so we'll be showcasing recent projects.
Really worthwhile for anyone on campus to stroll over there
Absolutely.
And see the exhibits at that gallery
you know,
space.
It's easier now than ever. When that was the University Art Museum, parking was always a big issue and very problematic. But now we have this amazing parking garage right beside Fletcher. And there's guest parking in. You just go right in. There's a modest mm-hmm. fee. And then you just walk right over to Fletcher. It's yeah. real close. It's the next building.
Really good opportunity. And I know that, Michael, you've been working really hard on restoring that gallery space. And really, because I think so many of us remember going to incredible exhibits there, you know, in the 80s, 90s, and you're really putting it back in the place where it has in our hearts. So it's a lovely space, a great opportunity. And if you are on that Facebook page, you find out about all the exhibits that are happening at that space.
Right, and a lot of other things going on in the yeah. College of the Arts.
Okay, yeah. So a good Facebook page. So many creative people in that college. Again, 1,000 students in the College of the Arts here at UL Lafayette. To find out more about the Beaux-Arts Ball, either the Facebook page or the College of the Arts website, you can start planning your costume now. And create is the theme, so you're not constrained.
Anything goes.
Anything goes, absolutely. That's right. And you get to see the creativity of the students through the mask procession and also the wonderful items that are in the auctions as well. Anything else we should know? We've got music, you've got food, you've got art, you've got crayons on the table, and a lot more, mm-hmm. costumes, and you are
Gordon, did you want to comment about our MC? Or?
Oh, yeah. We keep growing this, and so the struggle is if the dean is the MC, because I can't stay on task because I'm pulled in a lot of different directions, and it's hard for me to stay on message. And so we have a recent graduate who's coming back. His name is Chris Mitachi, and he was in performing arts. He performed in a lot of our plays. He was actually in the play, the Canadian French play that Joe Stewart designed the set for a couple of years ago. And so he graduated and he's moved to LA, and he's doing modeling work there and other things. So he's coming back. I think he'll be a lot of fun. I think he'll keep the night interesting and going for us. and it'll give us all an opportunity to enjoy the party maybe
and stay on message.
And stay on message.
Well, and another inspiration for people to show where UL graduates and students are going, how they're using their talents in so many different
ways.
And
in his case, where he came from, he's Brazilian, so he's still got an accent, so it's fun to listen to. And
Another list of reasons to go to the Beaux-Arts Ball this year. The Beaux-Arts Ball will be Friday, October 20th. You can find out more about tickets and everything going on at the ball through that Facebook page or through the College of the Arts website. And you don't have to costume. We've been talking about that. You can just go and enjoy all of the masks and costumes around you and hear some wonderful music and probably dance a little bit there as well.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both for all of your efforts and energy in the College of the Arts and just making, you know, this university a place where everyone feels that their talents can be supported and enhanced here at the university. So we'll look forward to each year with the annual Beaux-Arts Ball.
Thank you, Judith.
There are 14,932 ways to fall on the radio. In this next hour of Radiolab, we will bring you 8. Falling! That's the next Radiolab.
9 p.m. Wednesday, here on KRVS.
You don't need a stamp on your passport to enter the world and culture of jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne, the producer of Passport to Modern Jazz, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. here at KRVS. I'm going to walk you through the gate into the sounds, concept, New Orleans jazz, swing, bebop, hard bop, free funk fusions, and of course Hammond B3. Many of the best jazz musicians are from right here in South Louisiana.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette.